I want to just explain a little bit further what baptism is, what it's all about, and why these folks have come. Jesus, as I've already said, commanded us to make disciples by baptizing these disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now, what's significant about baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit? Why not just baptize people? Why add this verbal formulation, Father, Son, and Spirit? What is significant about saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Spirit? Well, the reason we do this, one, is because it's a command. And that's reason enough. But there's a reason behind the reason. The reason is because baptism itself is a picture of salvation. It is the outward sign and symbol of the inward reality, the inward faith. It is an outward act of faith that pictures the inward reality of faith. The act of water baptism symbolizes the spiritual realities of our salvation. Water baptism pictures and symbolizes our union with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. As we go down in the water and come back up again, it's a picture of Christ's resurrection. Christ entering the grave, Christ coming victoriously out of the grave. Water baptism also pictures and symbolizes the spiritual cleansing that we receive through faith in Jesus Christ. Our sins are washed away, even as the waters of baptism wash us clean. In baptizing, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, we picture the reality that our salvation is rooted and grounded in the Godhead. We are saved because of the gracious actions of God on our behalf. The gracious actions of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our salvation, then, is the glorious truth that each member of the Trinity is at work in bringing us forgiveness and redemption. That is why we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity cannot be divided. It is indivisible. It is an indivisible unity. And so it is in their work as well. This morning, I invite you to turn along with me to Titus chapter 3, just for a few minutes. And then we'll hear these great testimonies of faith. Titus chapter 3. I chose to use our text this morning that is our September memory verse as a church. And I hope you've gotten one of these cards. Maybe you're using it in the car or maybe at home, meditating on the scriptures. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, says this: But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Very briefly this morning, we are going to see that our salvation is rooted in the Godhead, in the Trinity. That our salvation has been secured because of the coordinated activity and purposes of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that is why we baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is our God. He is the triune God of the Bible. He is the triune God of our redemption. First, we see that God the Father is the loving source of our salvation. God the Father is the loving source of our salvation. Now, before we talk about our salvation, we have to kind of establish why we need to be saved, right? What is this salvation of which you speak? Well, verse 3 provides us the context, the moral context of our lives, all of us outside of Christ. Verse 3, we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. And that's just a summary. We were sinners, deserving of God's judgment. That brings us to verse 4. But, hallelujah, for all these buts in the Bible, these contrasts, these adversatives. But God didn't leave us that way. God didn't leave us in our condition. When the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared, our salvation is said to be the direct result of God's kindness and love and mercy. You see, our salvation finds its origin not in our activity, but in God's. Not in our love for God, but in His love for us. You see, we were too preoccupied to love God, weren't we? In verse 3, we were preoccupied with other stuff. We were haters. But despite that, while we were yet sinners, God loved us and Christ died for us. John 3:16, probably the most well-known verse in all the Bible. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. God's love and the expanse and the vastness of His love is seen in His giving of His only Son for sinners. God saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done, as Paul says to Titus here. He saved us, verse 5, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy. We didn't do any righteousness. We were too busy with verse 3. God saved us on the basis of His righteousness that He secured on our behalf out of His love and kindness and mercy. You and I cannot ever perform our way back to God's good graces. We cannot perform our way back to peace with God. Baptism won't save you. Taking communion won't save you. How could a little bread and a little juice ever save you? No. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing I can do. No act of service, no effort of self-improvement that will ever contribute to or result in our salvation. We are saved not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy. According to His mercy we are saved. Instead, God looks on our sin and our guilt and our justly deserved condemnation, and He is moved with compassion. He is moved with mercy. He is moved by mercy because He is merciful. God is kind. He is loving. He is merciful. And because He is all these things, He acts with kindness. He acts with mercy. He acts with love toward us, despite our sin. So great is His love. So great is His mercy. And so we are saved according to His mercy. The Father's kindness, the Father's love, the Father's mercy serve as the source of our salvation. We can take no credit for our salvation, and God deserves all the praise. Secondly, we see the activity of the second member of the Trinity. God the Son is the merciful means of our salvation. God the Son is the merciful means of our salvation. The Son of God is first mentioned in verse 4. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, became visible, and dwelt among us. When did God's kindness and love for mankind appear? When the Son of God became man and came to this earth to secure our forgiveness. Jesus Christ was the visual manifestation and the physical embodiment of God the Father's kindness and love and mercy. John says it this way in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of His nature. Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Remember when the disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus, show us the Father. And He says, how can you say, show us the Father? Have you been with me so long and you haven't picked up on this yet? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus is the visible manifestation, representation of all that God the Father is. Notice a little later in these verses, Titus chapter 3 tells us that we are saved by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but that this ministry came to us, verse 6, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Through, by means of. How did we get to have the Spirit's work in our life? By means of Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, there would be no Spirit in your life, for there would be no redemption. There would be no reconciliation without Jesus. No Jesus, no Spirit. Jesus, God the Son, through His sinless life, His sacrificial death, His resurrection from the dead, has done all that was necessary to secure our pardon and guarantee our forgiveness to all those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. Thirdly and finally, God the Holy Spirit is the cleansing agent of our salvation. God the Holy Spirit is the cleansing agent of our salvation. God's mercy resulted in our salvation, which is here described as the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit, by means of the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, when we respond in faith, the Holy Spirit gives us new spiritual life at the moment of our salvation, and this is called regeneration. It is what Jesus called being born again, born from above. We go from spiritual death to spiritual life because the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts. Through the power of the Spirit, old things are passed away and all things become new. Notice it says the washing of regeneration. We are cleansed at the same moment we are given new life. And water baptism powerfully pictures both the washing of regeneration and this renewal. And the result of this coordinated work of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is verse 7. So that being justified by His grace, we would be heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We're justified. We're declared righteous in the sight of God. We are made at peace with God, a status that will never be undone and a verdict that will never be overturned. Not only that, we're made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We inherit eternal life, and this gives us an unshakable hope for the future. The certainty that we will spend eternity at God's right hand where there are pleasures forevermore. This is all packed into what it means to be saved. It means that God is for you. It means that each member of the Trinity was working to bring about your salvation before you ever existed, before the world ever existed. That is why we baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Because all three members of the Trinity were active in bringing you to salvation. God the Father is the loving source. God the Son is the merciful means. And God the Holy Spirit as the cleansing agent. Praise God for his glorious salvation, effected from before the very foundations of the earth, brought about by the working of every member of the Trinity. Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful for those who have come to be baptized. We pray, God, your blessing on their lives. And we pray that you would encourage us by their testimony of faith and their act of obedience. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.